On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent. At 1 o'clock, it is a Mante Falcons theme.
MPs are debating whether schools should start at 10 a.m. because teenagers are apparently too tired to work any earlier. It's after around 180,000 people signed a petition suggesting a later start in secondaries will lead to better productivity. But parenting expert Leah Hughes-Joshi says timings don't necessarily need to change to achieve that.
I wonder if a better solution is to actually, a more practical one, is to look at the activities kids, teenagers do in school first thing in the morning and schedule the most important lessons for a little bit later in the day. Have something that eases them in at 9.
A 17-year-old and a man are being questioned by police who are investigating the suspected murder of a man in Maidstone. Officers were called to Knight Rider Street at around midnight on Saturday. A man in his 30s died at the scene while a woman was also injured and taken to hospital. Three men have also been freed on bail as investigations continue, and it's understood the victims and the suspects are known to each other.
KMFM News.
Police have stopped a driver in Canterbury after he was caught doing 100 miles per hour in heavy rain with a small child in the front seat. Officers followed the car for almost a mile on the A2 London bound before it was pulled over yesterday afternoon. As officials prepare to decide whether horse racing can restart in the UK, four more cases of equine flu have been discovered. The thoroughbreds in Newmarket all caught the disease despite being vaccinated. A man's been jailed after covering himself in petrol and threatening to set fire to himself inside a bank after his payments were blocked. Jason Duncan King, who doesn't have a permanent address, returned to the Metro Bank in Bromley High Street last October with a jerry can before pouring petrol all over himself and the counter. The 51-year-old, who has links to Sevenoaks, was locked up for 3.5 years. A dad from Kent is starting a petition calling for baby-changing facilities to be made available in men's toilets at coffee shops. Al Ferguson, who started the Dad's Net website and lives in Tunbridge Wells, went undercover. He found men couldn't change their little ones at places like Costa, Starbucks and Cafe Nero. He's told us that's unacceptable.
If we are saying that women need equality in the workplace, then we also need equality for dads in the parenting world. This is on the, along the same lines. You know, it just should be a standard. There's a baby changing unit in the female and there's a baby changing unit in the male toilet.
He's already got 60,000 signatures and is hoping to reach 100,000. You can hear more from Al at kentonline.co.uk. A restaurant owner in Hythe who unlawfully covered a building in £20,000 worth of cladding hopes the council is going to reverse a decision to strip it. Muj Gunes, who the owner of Hythe Espendos in Prospect Road, will try and appeal a ruling to remove the fake stonework. Parents of young adults with special needs in Kent could see their transport costs rise by hundreds of pounds. Kent County Council are under pressure to bring in charges as costs increase. Campaigners are calling the potential move unfair. Last year saw record sales of beer with the biggest growth for four decades. After a difficult start for the drinks industry, the sales rose by 2.6%. That's partially being put down to England's performance in the Football World Cup and the heatwave. Lloyds is saying sorry to customers who've been locked out of their online accounts. The banking giant says it's impacted those using desktop computers, but apps on mobiles and tablets aren't affected. The lender insists services for the majority of its customers and for its Halifax and Bank of Scotland units haven't faced issues. At the Grammys last night, Michelle Obama made a surprise appearance and she explained what music meant to her.
Music shows us that all of it matters. Every story within every voice, every note within every song. Is that right, ladies?
Yes, yes, ladies!
The ceremony was largely dominated by female artists. And back here, period drama The Favourite, which was partially filmed in Sevenoaks, dominated the BAFTAs last night. It scooped 7 of the 12 prizes it was up for.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket first, England resume their third test match with the West Indies in around an hour. Joe Root's side will resume on 19 without loss in their second innings, a lead of 142 runs. And Manchester United legend Paul Scholes has been named the new boss of Oldham. It's the former England international's first venture into management. Scholes takes over with the club 14th in League Two. And that's the latest. Next update's at 2.